You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
One early morning, as I was walking, I met a woman and started talking. I took her home to get a few nips, but all I had was a mint julep. What mint julep was the cause of it all? I don't remember just how it started, but all I know is we should have parted. I stole a kiss and then another. I didn't mean to take it farther. What mint julep was the cause of it all? The lights were burning low down in the parlor when it threw the kitchen door. I popped a father, he said, I saw you win. You kissed my daughter, got a winner right now. Oh, face of slaughter. I didn't know just what I was doing. I had to marry all face ruin. A mint julep, a mint julep, a mint julep, a mint julep. One mint julep was the cause of it all. Now I don't wanna bore you with my trouble, but from now on I'm double, I'm through with flirting and drinking whiskey.
Got six extra children, some are getting frisky.
I'm in julep, I'm in julep, I'm in julep, I'm in julep. I'm in julep was the cause of it all.
Cowboy hat.
You're darn tootin'
tonight. He's looking pretty. Somebody stole my horse and wagon. My heart's heavy, my feet are dragging. I'm walking down the trail I used to ride. Some coyote from the prairie, some shy vulture from the hills, some lie-drinking salamander from out yander is the cause of my sorrow and my ills. Oh, somebody stole my horse and wagon, wampum missing and wigwam sagging. I'm a-walking down the trail I used to ride. Somebody stole my pemmican porridge, beans and bacon and buckwheat storage. Pull them pins from the buffalo skins I dried. I'm walking down, down, down through the canyon with no companion by my side. I've shot a lot of snakes in this canyon, but there's a two-legged snake that better hide. Could it have been that gold prospector or that son of a bill collector who checked out with my prospective bride? Somebody stole my horse and wagon. My heart's heavy, my feet are dragging. I'm walking down the trail I used to ride. Walking down, down, down through the canyon with no companion by my side. I'd kick a great big hole in this canyon if I could bury my sorrow and my pride. Oh, somebody left a trail of rice and shoes where Indian hunted bison, but when that rice ran out, my poor heart died. Somebody stole my horse and wagon, left my heart like an empty cabin. I'm walking down the trail I used to ride. Some coyote from the prairie stole my horse and my wagon and my bride. So I'm walking down the trail I used to ride.
Every farmer has a savage hunting dog. The dogs are sleek and trim and mighty lucky, 'cause all day long they sleep just like a log. But when the sun has gone behind the mountain, they stir and snarl and bellow at the moon. Their spirits are wild and bubbly like a fountain, 'cause they know they'll soon be running after coon. The wild dogs of Kentucky, the wild dogs of Kentucky. The wild, wild dogs of Kentucky. The grass is dancing wildly in the meadows to the tune of hounds a-baying from afar. Old coon is scared and trembling in the shadows. He's wishing he was hiding on a star. Here come the dogs a-flying through the field, with coon a-streaking for the brush and trees. They know that coon's a mighty tasty meal. Oh, their savage howls, the devil's blood would freeze. The wild dogs of Kentucky, the wild dogs of Kentucky. The wild, wild dogs of Kentucky. The piney woods are deep and dark and spooky, but dogs rush in where humans fear to tread. There's Pal and Pard and Jinx and Spot and Lukey. They'll never rest till coon's a lying dead. The chase is long and hard and finally ended. They treat poor Mr. Coon down by the stream. They're waiting for the shotgun man to end it, and they're snarling, yapping, yelping like a dream. The wild dogs of Kentucky, the wild dogs of Kentucky. The wild, wild dogs of Kentucky.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, whatever order I'm supposed to say this stuff in. I don't know. Do I have to? Don't make me. Thank you. It's just about time for us to start this evening's radio obituaries. Before I do that, you know I've got to remind you to go feedthepig.org. Go to feedthepig.org when you think about your future. Do I really have to get things in the right order? Because it's not happening, obviously. It's time for us to begin the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Before we start, we got to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for everything that he does for us ever. The initial radio obituary is for Saxa. He was born Lionel August Martin. He's a Jamaican saxophonist, famous for having performed with the British ska band The Beat. He also played with many early ska and reggae stars like Laurel Aitken, Prince Buster, and Desmond Decker, although there are no recording credits for him. Bummer. Saxa just passed away at 87. It's the, what did I just say? Initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The post-initial radio obituary is for Brian Matthew, the English broadcaster who worked for the BBC for 63 years, from 1954 all the way through 2017. He was the host of the Saturday Club, among other programs, and began presenting Sounds of the 60s in 1990, often employing the exact same vocabulary and same measured delivery he'd used all those decades. Brian Matthew just passed away at 88, and although he's not here, we'd like to recognize the chairman of the board in our New York office, Sweet Joe Silver, for catching last week the Brian Matthew appearance in the Zombies track. And yes, we were going to do this obit last week, but had to cut it. So he was on it. We didn't pull it off. He's a good Charlman. There is no doubt. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Brian Matthew right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Before we hear another song, fellas, there are a few things I'd like to ask you. First of all, Do you ever get tired of being Beatles?
Sometimes I get a bit lonely now.
Rhythm, blues,
no. I don't think so, really.
You don't ever think that.
Just occasionally you get cheesed off with people writing rubbish about you, which you get often.
Yeah. I agree with that. I've had a divorce and half a dozen kids.
Now, what do you... well, I mean, isn't this a big sort of drag to go around explaining to your wife that you're not divorced and all that?
No, she knows I'm not divorced because I keep seeing her every day, see?
Yeah, there's a point. But what about the simpler things of life, like...
like riding on a bus.
Yeah, or going to just about any restaurant you can.
Well, yeah, you miss those sort of things.
We go to certain ones.
And we go to ones where the people there are so snobby, they're the type who pretend they don't know us, so we have a good time. Because they're
Joe's
pretending
calf.
They don't know us.
Yeah, that figures.
See,
Joe's calf. Yeah. Social comment, that, you know.
It is.
And now, meet the Kinks. Five more representatives of the Shaggy set. Now, let's hear that. Number one, You Really Got Me.
When you arrived this morning, you were wearing a very pirate-like patch over one eye. Is this part of the band's uniform?
No, I've actually have got a star.
Oh, dear. Well, I hope it's going to be better soon. Is it feeling better now?
Yes, thanks.
Good. Well, what are you going to sing for
I'd like to sing A Fool Such As I.
I'm a fool, but I love you dear until today.
say that we are through. I'm a fool, but I love you, dear, until the day I die. Now and then, there's a fool such as I.
Despite the fact that the next request comes from 132 Perry Road, Sherwood in Nottingham, it's headed up the pool and starts, Dear Whack. So, John, you take it from there.
Dear Whack, please ask those gorgeous lads, called the Beatles, to sing You Really Got a Hold on Me, for Di, Gus, Fizz and me. Also for the Beatles themselves, especially Paul, and everybody that was in the Roy Orbison tour. I am a regular listener of Popco the Beatles. Good lad, if you're a lad. And please tell the boys that all the girls in our office think it is a fab show. Thank
all right,
you.
Oh, stop the band. Whoa, how splendid. And now, Charlie, what are you going to sing for us?
You really got a hold on me, mother.
The next radio obituary is for Stan Robinson, the English jazz tenor, saxophonist, and flautist. He started playing professionally before traveling to London and appearing at Ronnie Scott's club in the early 60s, often in a quartet featuring the young drummer Ginger Baker. In the U.S. later on, he toured with, not just in the U.S., he toured with U.S. stars including King Curtis, Aretha Franklin, Dizzy Gillespie, Andy Williams, and Tony Bennett. And even in 1987, he toured the U.S. with the Rolling Stones drummers Charlie Watts Orchestra. Stan Robinson just passed away at 80, and this radio obituary goes out to Bob Cohen, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, there's like
cleanup radio obituary. Yes, the cleanup radio obituary is for Frank Dostal, the German songwriter and music producer. In the late 60s, he was the singer for the rock band The Rattles. They were consistently successful in Germany during the 60s as a Beatles equivalent type band, recording on the Star Club label and such. He was also in Wonderland. Another piece of information about Frank to note is that he was married to Mary McGlory, the bass guitar player of the Liverpool all-female beat group, the Liverbirds. We just heard about them a few weeks ago. Frank Dostal just passed away at 80. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for the Los Angeles Rainbow Bar and Grill owner, Mario Maglieri. He was the Sunset Strip nightlife impresario who co-founded the Whiskey A Go-Go. He opened the Rainbow in 1972 after purchasing the famed Villa Nova, which was a favorite date spot of Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio. Mario Maglieri just passed away at 93. It's the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
My name is... I'm a private. I... To be a private eye today, you don't have to know the criminal code. You don't have to be tough. You don't even have to own a gun. All you need is a good ear for music. Take my show, for instance. It may not be tops, but it's number one on the jukeboxes. I studied hard to be a detective. 3 years at Juilliard. And a summer session at the Newport Jazz Festival. The private eye business is very competitive today. It's dog-eat-dog. I don't mind another gumshoe stealing my clients, my gun, even my girl. But when they steal my music, that's too much. And that's why I happened to be heading out to Slick Pier the other day to see that famous bandleader, Lawrence Tacato. It took me quite a while to get there. His ballroom was way out. His music wasn't. I needed something different, a style of music that no one would steal. And I thought Staccato might be the answer. When I pulled up to Slick Pier, I was greeted by the parking lot attendant.
Greetings, Daddy-O. Welcome to Squaresville.
Gookie, I didn't know you dug polka music.
Like the least. But you know, man, I need the bread. After all, Dad, I'm not only a fender bender, I'm also the first singer to bring back talking records.
Incidentally, Gookie, how do I get into this polka palace?
Just follow the bubbles, Dad. They're the only things around here that aren't square.
Careful with the T-bird. The brakes need adjusting.
Crazy, Dad. These wheels are the skizziest.
Well, Sub Shark could always sell it to Lloyd Bridges. When I walked into the ballroom, Lawrence and the band were busy rehearsing for his TV show.
Thank you, Myron Chlorine, for that wonderful accordion solo. It was wonderful. And now here's our lovely little near beer lady. A three, a two.
I dream of Johnny, who is so debonair. He has such charm and reeks with savoir faire. I love his smile and his naughty wink. I'd marry him tomorrow if he just didn't drink. Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Well, thank you, friends. That was our lovely little near beer lady, a girl who really has a head on her shoulders. Little humor there. Fellas, I got to see someone, so, Rocky, will you rehearse with the band? Here's the sheet music for the Linen Sisters, a new number. Too young to smoke in bed.
escape the music, Lawrence and I met in his dressing room. I introduced myself. My name is...
I didn't quite catch the name.
I said my name is...
Oh, yeah, you're... I've seen you on M Squad.
It was obvious he had his private eyes crossed, but that was unimportant. I was desperate. I needed music for my show in the worst way. And when you need music in the worst way, Staccato's your man. I was just about to wrap up the deal when suddenly...
What happened to Rocky?
Another one of our tenors choked to death right in the middle of the big bubble finale.
Golly gee whiz, what'll we do? That's the eighth tenor we've lost this week. Now we've only got the three left.
I volunteered to help and immediately began to reconstruct the crime. First, I started the bubble machine. Lawrence, it's just as I thought. Do you notice a strange odor in the ballroom?
Please, no wisecracks about the music.
Lawrence, the case is solved. Those bubbles are full of poison gas. Every time a tenor hits a high C, the note pops a bubble.
I can't believe it. Who would want to break up such a happy family?
I thought to myself, the murderer had to be someone who doesn't like tenors. And that would narrow it down to about 150 million people. This case could keep me here all night. Then it came to me. Lawrence, I know who the murderer is.
Who,
There's your murderer. Your near beer lady.
Yeah, your near beer lady.
Heavens to Betsy, why did you kill all those tenors?
Because I'm the star of the show, and no one's going to sing higher than me.
And no one's going to get higher either.
That's right.
What am I going to do with her?
What else? Throw her in the jug. Well, I don't have to tell you that Lawrence's music was an instant success on my show. He wrote a new theme song called I'm Dancing with Tear Gas in My Eyes. And our television show was back on the jukeboxes again. So if you're not doing anything next week at this time, you can always find me at Lawrence Staccato's a two Sunset Strip.
Let's see, where would that put us now? Totally lost track. Oh, it's the antepenultimate radio obituary. And by the way, I thought I had 9 obits, and I was wrong. I only had 8, so I did not get to jam a weasel in there. My apologies to you all. The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Chris Beard, the comedy writer, producer, and director best known for his work as a writer on the 1960s hit Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In'. He also co-wrote and produced television specials for Elvis Presley, Bob Hope, Sonny and Cher, Bill Cosby, Steve Martin, Andy Williams, the Jackson 5, the Osmonds, all kinds of people. And he also created the format for the original Gong Show. Huh. Chris Beard just passed away at 80. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Dinah.
Well, it's not easy to change clothes that fast on television with all the new restrictions on sex and violence. Senator Pastore, eat your heart out.
No, I mean it. You looked lovely, the band was great, and you all ended at the same time.
Yeah, that really was like hip.
Don't you mean hip?
Oh, no, honey, that's old-fashioned. The world's going back now to being hip. It's in everything. I mean, it's in fashion. It's the granny glasses, the wide pants, the buckles on our shoes. We're going all the way back to being hip. Be like hip. It's like you're hip, but the hip is so much hipper. Flip, but flip is really flipper. More like a heavy tuned-in tripper. You're in that special spin. You only play to win. You're so far out you're in.
When you act like hip?
No, honey. Hip?
What's hip?
Diana?
That's hip?
If you like hip, you stay up late for the Betty Grable movie.
Big Vera Ruba Ralston's groovy. Quote every speech by Herbert Hoover.
You buy that Tiffany lamp.
You're hot for Terrence Stamp.
The world is one big camp when you act like hip.
You know something, Harvey? I'm just sick of you trying to keep up with our kids wearing those silly, outlandish, mod-looking uniform coats. It just looks stupid on a man of your age.
Well, what do you want me to wear, honey? After all, I am an admiral in the Navy.
Well, at least wear the love bees.
Well, what's a yeoman gonna say?
Sock it to me, sock it to me, sock it to me. Would you believe waltz it to me?
Say, I love you in those bell bottoms.
I don't know. They just don't feel right.
Let me see.
Well, look.
Maybe you'd be more comfy in a wedgie. Arf, said Sandy.
Granny glasses make you look groovy.
Yeah, I really dig them, man. They're heavy.
I'll never take mine off.
Oh, good.
Oh, out of sight, man. Out of sight.
Where's my dog?
Can you dig it?
Darling, I think it's time we close the generation gap. I mean,
sorry about that. The penultimate radio obituary. That's where I was trying to go. The penultimate radio obituary is for Austin-based drummer Barry Frosty Smith, who rose to prominence in California in the 70s and moved on to Austin, where he became deeply connected when he got there in the early 80s. He played on many of Austin's biggest rock, country, and blues records of the 80s and 90s for artists including Junior Brown, Marsha Ball, and dozens of others. He was also a member before that of the Bay Area band Sweat Hog that had the top 40 hit with Hallelujah in 1971. Barry Frosty Smith just passed away at 71. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's good to see you, baby. It's been a long, long while. We're both a whole lot older and seen a lot of miles. But things are really different now since the good old days. And you've been in some trouble since we went our separate ways. We'll have to say hello maybe some other time instead. Cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. Somebody spread the rumor that you had lost your life. At least that's the way I heard it and what I told my wife. I hear you showing up again and talk is getting round. And I can see that one of us will have to leave this town. If you think that I want trouble, then you're crazy in your head. Cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. And disappeared. Nobody knew what happened, where you've been for all these years. Now trouble's what you're looking like, cause trouble's where you've been. And I can see the kind of trouble you could get me in. You better pay attention to every word I said, cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. To talk, but I'm faithful to my wife and I don't ever break the law. I don't know where you're headed for, but I know where you've been. We reminisce, now let's just go our separate ways again. Go find another ex-sweetheart to hang around instead, cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. I said you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead.
The Ultimate Radio Obituary is for Bruce Langhorne, the folk musician active in the Greenwich Village scene in the 60s. He was primarily a session guitarist for folk albums and performances. Bruce Langhorne just passed away at 78. It's the Ultimate Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And you bump what they was putting out. They're just trying talking hangers out.